Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it's Friday. It's a big news day. Everyone's talking hurricane.
Hurricane.
And everyone is locked on the news channels. And so I thought it'd be good if we spoke to one of the big anchormen on the news channels. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill O'Reilly.
Spiewak. Spiewak.
Yeah.
Santana, Spiewak, Bill O'Reilly. Just want to let you know you're in the no spin zone.
What does that even mean?
Right now, the spin is the spin of the hurricane.
Bill,
Round and round.
What I heard, we're going to have you on the show all night. I wanted to ask you, how do you cover hurricanes on the no spin zone? Because hurricanes are all about spinning.
All about spinning.
It's a fair question, and I'll answer it for you. Here it is. The question was asked, how do I cover a hurricane? The fact is, I take Jesse Waters, and I sent him down to Chinatown. Waters goes into Chinatown, talking to the Oriental people.
Let's say Asian.
Let me Asian, politically correct. And here's the way it works. Look, this is the way it goes down. A lot of people could tell you they don't do a thing a certain way. I'll tell you the way I do it, and I'll tell you the truth, because I don't lie. I have no interest in lying. This is the place you come, Spiewak. This is the place you come where you want to get your, you know, you're straight skinny. Okay. You're straight poop. Okay, right. I'm going to give you the straight poop right now. There's no point in me lying. The fact is, Jesse Waters.
So you're not going to spin?
Huh?
You're not going to spin. You're going to tell us the truth.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. So here's the thing. So Waters comes to me, walks into my office, says, boss, what I want to do, I want to cover the hurricane. I want to cover the hurricane. But you go down to Chinatown.
Yeah.
That's as good as anything.
A cultural hurricane.
Why don't you go on the street, man, on the street, talk to a bunch of people in Chinatown, ask them some political questions, ask them about the hurricane, see if it's bearing down on them,
So this guy, Waters, what, Jesse Waters is his name?
Waters, Waters works for me on the Factor, you know, in the no spin zone. He comes on and he, Waters, here's the thing. Waters is a funny guy.
Is he? Right?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't see a lot of evidence of that.
No. Waters is a funny guy.
No.
Waters is a funny guy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not that funny.
He is.
He's not.
He can do funny bits and he can do them live.
Now, my question for you is this. He's kind of like your Ross the intern, right?
I'm not sure what the Ross the intern. Look, my show's the no spin zone. You're in the no spin zone. So be aware of that, right? The fact that... Thanks for playing that song again. Yeah,
Bill.
Santana, what do you
want? What
do you want,
have
Santana?
To say about
How's
this?
How's the family, Oscar? Still getting the Journal?
They're
still
great.
Getting the WSG?
Absolutely.
You still getting their Wall Street Journal? Attaboy.
At least 3 days a week when they decide to deliver it.
What's your opinion
of
that
program?
Paper?
Hold on a second, Spiewak. Let me just get this out there. Quick programming note. Santana will be featured on this week's Political Persuasions. Represents a different point of view. A little more objective,
we
some might say.
Into the Black Clinton Berry.
Tells the truth. Understands the big picture. Unlike some of the people that really want to give you their political viewpoints,
right,
without figuring everything out, I got to mention O'Mara. All right, the fact is O'Mara spews out all these talking points, but he doesn't get the whole, you know, the whole big picture. You get the big picture by listening to me live, because this is a no spin zone. That's what we got.
Now, Mike O'Mara is not here right now.
Oh, he's not there again. Well, he's taking another day off.
No, he'll be back in a second.
What's he having now? An ankle transplant? What's going on right now? What's he doing?
Bill.
Yeah,
I'm
Santana,
sorry.
Santana, go ahead.
No phlegm zone.
I apologize.
Oscar, you are in the no spin zone.
The Atlantic headline reads, Bill O'Reilly's Ugly Carnival. Cheap jokes about Chinatown from Fox and Anchor.
Okay.
And his sidekick might end up being pretty costly in the end.
Let me give you a scenario here. Okay, if I had a bird, if I had a parakeet, and it was in a cage, I wouldn't use the Atlantic to put on the bottom of that parakeet's cage. That's how much that publication means to me. They write an article that says it's a circus, says I'm sending Waters out to Chinatown. By the way, phenomenal poll. I got to thank you for that one. The fact is, I send Waters down to Chinatown.
Sure.
He insults the Asian people. The firestorm ensues.
It what?
Okay. It ensues.
I hear you.
But I said, Waters. I said, Waters, you're just trying to be funny. You're having a little fun with the folks. Who's looking out for the folks? Your guy here is looking out for the folks. The same
Hold
way
it.
I said.
You're looking out for whom?
I'm looking out for the folks.
The fact is,
if I want to send Waters into your Asian neighborhoods, your blacks, your Puerto Ricans, you know, I'd like to send Waters out, man, on the street. And the fact is, you know, look, I don't want to say anything controversial, but look, there's a rumor that people that aren't there's a rumor, Spiewak. And by the way,
yeah,
welcome. You're in the new Spin Zone. There's a rumor, Spiewak. I didn't report this myself, but I'm reading the statistics, and the statistics don't lie. You know what I mean?
Where do you get your statistics?
I got it from the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oscar
the fact
that.
Is, Paper here's what it says. Here's what it says. People that aren't like me are less informed. There's nothing I can do about
it,
okay?
Hold
There's nothing
it.
I
Hold
can...
It.
No.
Yeah,
yeah.
Question. When you say people...
Go ahead, Spiewak.
No.
Ahead, ask you questions.
When you say people...
Ask you questions, I'll do your answers.
When you say people that aren't...
Waters.
Are not like you...
Yeah.
Can you clarify that statement?
Look, talking points today. Talking points.
Yeah, please. Let's
Fact
stick
is,
to them.
Here are the talking points. Asian Americans are good at math, but they don't necessarily think about politics the way I do. Therefore, they are less informed. Talking point number two. Black people are rioting in the streets, and the fact is they don't know as much about politics as I do. Fact number three. Anybody that disagrees with me obviously is not that well informed. If they were well informed, what they would do is pay more attention to me to start with.
And you are?
Here's your talking points here, and then no spins up. Thank you very much. Talking points number two.
Oh, here's more. I'm sorry.
On the East Coast. The fact is, hurricanes are big, they're large, they're dangerous. People ought to take note. Take note that hurricanes can cause loss. Hurricanes can cause loss of life and be very dangerous. If you're told to evacuate by the authorities, I suggest you get out.
So your key
talking point. Hey, I'm in the middle.
I'm in the middle of my talking points. I just
want to
recap.
Can I
recap a talking point?
Yeah, I suppose you can.
Okay, I just want to recap your talking point that hurricanes are big.
They're big. They're dangerous. And if your local authorities say get out of Dodge, you get out of Dodge. That's what you do.
I like your tone on that.
Talking point number three.
Yes.
If you're involved in a hurricane, be super careful and get to high ground. Especially if you're in the way of a storm surge. Like Katie Forbes,
Von Herman.
But here's the thing. Katie, if you listen to me right now, if you got Daniel Von Herman, who's not worried about it, he's still sleeping, wake him up. Make sure you wake him up so he is there for all the trouble.
But you know what? If you wake him up, you know what he's going to say?
Yeah.
He's going to say, you're going to say, wake up, Dan. He's going to go, no.
So here it is.
Yes.
We got a hurricane. We got people with Waters in Chinatown. We got the Atlantic writing a story about me being a circus. Look, it's all lies. It's all lies. And if you want to believe the lies that everybody tells about me. Talking point number four.
Oh, here's another one.
Anybody that has a differing point of view than I do isn't paying attention. And they should.
Can I guess talking point number five?
Sure.
If someone says something that's different from what you say, they're a liar.
Spiewak.
Yes.
Be careful. You're in the no spin zone. Yeah. You nailed it, Spiewak. The fact is, if you don't agree with me, you're not paying attention. If you're paying attention, you'll agree with me. And that all works out to be just fine and dandy.
Any
I'm
advice?
Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for joining us on another fabulous day.
Thank you, Bill.
This bit is running out of gas. Mike's a little tired. Maybe you can get an elbow transplant next time. Huh? Beware, Mike O'Meara. You are in the new hip replacement zone. Now you can start the show, and we'll do it live.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomeraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm embarrassed, like, for 80% of my life. And I hate it. You ever get embarrassed about a little thing, but you kind of want to kill yourself? You know? Like, one time, you know when you get in an elevator, you go to press your floor button, and it's already been pressed, it's lit up? And you know that they all saw your finger go there and then stop and... That's one of those moments where you make that noise where you don't actually make words. You know? You get on, you're like, hi. I hate that. Just those little things, you know? The other day, this guy asked me the time. I hate that. I hate when people ask me the time on the street because something happens to me, I just panic. I can't read my watch. When I'm alone, I'm great at reading my watch. But when somebody asks me, I just have this anxiety attack and I just can't make it out. The other time, yeah, I got... it's like this. You know what I do now when people ask me, they're like, you have the time? I just go, yeah. Because then they move on.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you know why I love this song? Because I'll always remember this is the song that I played when I announced that I was going to be a daddy. Yes,
I remember that.
Live from the Fiber Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And our show today is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring? Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do. Don't be foolish. If you want to get the best person for your job, you don't post your job in one place. That will not work. It will not work for you. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 100-plus top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter. All with a single click, you can find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And for some reason, when I said that, I thought about... I was channeling John Belushi, you know?
Yeah.
March slithers in like a giant anaconda and rolls on out, but I don't want to talk about that. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses, and right now...
When?
Our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. I am filled with goofydom today.
I am so glad you're back. You don't know what happened in the pre-show. Bill O'Reilly was here.
You're kidding.
No, it was great.
Is there that big firestorm about sending that guy down to Chinatown?
Unhinged.
He was out of his mind. God. I worry about that, man. He's different than when he was your college roommate.
Back in the day where we would go to mass together.
That's right. Three times a day.
Sun of your days, Rob.
I remember. Yeah.
We had a great time. I'm goofy today because of a couple of things. Now, before I say this, I should say that the northern part of Florida, from Daytona Beach on up through Jacksonville and into Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina, the coastal areas of the South Carolina and Georgia, still in a serious catastrophic potential for danger here. But a significant part of the eastern side of Florida dodged a bullet. I don't like to throw the word miracle around very often, but when we were watching all day, the forecast being a Category 4 that was going to make landfall, maybe around just north of Palm Beach, with the amount of population that's over there, I think you have to look at this and say, while it could have been something truly horrible for those people, it turned out not to be. And thank Jesus. Thank to all the, I give the TMOS family credit when I send out that little prayer request. I don't care.
Yeah.
I believe in that collective consciousness. I do. Oscar Santana, you've got family in Orlando.
Absolutely. And they're going crazy. But you know who the big winner is, Mike?
Are they out of the woods yet in Orlando? Because that's
they
the
might as
of the
well
state.
Be. Overprepared, as I would say. That. the Santanas in Florida are.
they're brand new to Florida,
oh,
the poor
please,
people.
If I get one more call. One more call. The big winners might be
for... I hate that the hurricane is inconvenienced to Oscar.
Well, I got a lot going on here.
I understand.
The
He's
big winner...
in that mood today, isn't he? Yep. He came in that mood.
The
today.
Big winner is Universal Insurance Holdings. And you may wonder, well, Santana, what do you know about Universal Insurance Holdings? They are the biggest insurer of homes in Florida.
There
and if you went to bed last night...
I'm so glad you're rooting for the little
And if
guy,
you
pal.
Went to bed last night saying, you know what, it's not going to hit Florida, you would have woken up today with a 14.3 increase in your stock.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that the takeaway from this whole story?
That's a 14.3.
Oh, sure. You know what? When I see a catastrophic Category 4 potentially making landfall along the entire east coast of Florida, I'm thinking, how are the insurance companies going to be doing
well,
that?
Well, as a public company, Mike, if you invest...
Do you have a piece?
When it's low and it goes up...
Did you put up or shut up on that?
Oh,
did
I
you
put
buy
up, Mike. I took on a little risk.
Did you really?
Yes. I thought people
did
were...
You, did, I'm serious.
I did.
Did you really?
Not enough to change my life, but enough to make 14%.
Mad money.
Let me rephrase it.
Hey,
not enough to change his life.
I want to ask because sometimes Oscar expresses his annoyance with me in a way where it's not direct, but it's like kind of, I can tell.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me for not getting the dongle yesterday, going out to the electronics store since I didn't make it out there?
No.
I'm just curious.
No, I'm not.
Am I in trouble with you for that?
I think Rob and I looked at each other like, that's typical.
Yeah, we expected it.
It's typical.
He's not mad. Yeah. All right, I'm fine.
No, I wasn't mad at all.
That's cool.
It was only our plan B. We had something in place, so we're okay.
That's it. That is it.
But let's focus on the big story, Mike, it's not enough money to change his life, but the investment is just enough to prove that he will be, preying on others' misfortune.
No.
That's it.
That is simple math.
It sounds like Rob's actually quite accurate.
I'm not a profiteer.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I just said,
if you were in Florida, you'd be selling $20 a gallon gas.
No, I wouldn't. I was watching Bloomberg, as I usually do, and they said...
Hello, Mrs. Habesham. Thanks for coming into Santana's Country Market. Oh, that plywood? Yes, one sheet of that will cost you $113. I'm sorry, they're in demand, Mrs. Habesham.
They had an alert.
1 liter of water, $30. Cold, $38.
They had an alert that said Universal Insurance Holdings is down 19%. And I said, well, if the storm isn't going to be as bad as it's supposed to be, then there's an opportunity there. And
so
there was.
Give yourself a little taste and see. Well, I mean, I will say this, that by doing what you did, you were betting on a positive outcome for the people.
I'm a God-fearing man. Why not? And
Can I ask you what time you made your little investment?
My transaction,
yesterday?
Yeah, 3 p.m. ish yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I got off the phone with my sister, and she was openly weeping to me, and I said, "Hey,
3 p.m.
You got to relax. This thing, you are 45 miles inland. You are not on the coast. You live in a mansion. I imagine that thing was built to some sort of builder's grade that could take..."
They all are down here.
Yes.
If that thing had hit land in the middle part of the state, she might have been in a world of hurt. The fact is, I'm totally impressed by the fact that, and I can't believe we're talking about this element of the storm, that you did this at 3 p.m. when that was probably the moment of greatest uncertainty.
Mike,
that
it's
was
high that- risk. It's 50-50. High risk. Big reward.
It's like gambling. Gambling is gambling with people's lives. So listen.
Now, if I had more money in my savings account, and I'm glad I didn't, I would have put more down.
That's right.
But, waking up with a little windfall, it means you can share in the joy of the people. Now, with that said, we got to make it real clear here that as we tape this show, the morning of Friday, that there's a significant amount of
Katie Forbes, I can't do anything for you. No.
How is Katie? Seriously, how is Katie? Is she close to the coast?
She is probably 3 or 4 miles in, but I mean, all of Savannah is right on the coast.
You've seen the maps, right, as far as the storm surge and all that
she crap. Is, when I spoke to her on the way in, one dog and Dan were asleep. One, she was awake, worrying, and Presley, the dog, was outside yelling at the rain. So it was just starting to come down in sheets. It was just starting to begin. They have prepped.
What is the deal with Daniel Von Herman?
He
was sleeping?
Yeah, he's a very calm man.
He was sleeping?
Sleeping, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a Category 3 or 2 or whatever bearing down on them and a storm surge and all that, and he's catching some Z's.
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe later it'll be too noisy to sleep. Get it while you can.
That is He's
one of the calmest guys I know.
They have secured all their outdoor stuff.
That's the big deal. You got to bring everything outside inside.
And they have fastened their windows, and they also have a plan B. There's a museum down there for the SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design, which is, I think,
World renowned,
but also safe.
Not true.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Did you say the Savannah Museum of SCAT?
No. The Savannah College of Art and Design, the SCAD.
That's a fun one to go into.
It is. It's aligned with Brown University, I believe.
I didn't even get out of the photo section. Yeah.
But down there in the middle of town, they have what is called the Jepson Museum. And it was built to withstand, I believe, a Cat 4.
You know a lot about Savannah.
Well, I went to this museum. It's a very cool museum.
Of course you did. You had free room and board.
Exactly. Hey, I bought the liquor. And that's where the money was.
I'll pay you with liquor, and then I'll drink it.
It's a great town. I love Savannah.
It's
Georgia.
A wonderful.
It's one of
and
my
they,
favorite places in the world.
One of their neighbors is a high-ranking member among that museum. And so if things get really bad.
I am captain of the museum.
I am the museum.
I am the admiral. I'm Admiral Museum. Welcome to my show. I am a high-ranking museum official.
They're allowed to go, and they even bring their dogs and stay within the museum if things get really bad.
That's their evacuation place?
Exactly. So they're all set.
Oh, wow. So you get to ride out the storm and check out some great art.
Exactly.
Do they have a go bag?
I think that Dan is a prepper anyway. So okay.
You talk about your sister's go bag, too, because they were in Orlando, Florida, and they were a little nervous.
Fifth call down, right?
Right.
And she right now is probably calling my mom and my brother and whoever else will answer the phone. And that's what we hear. The Santans stick together.
Dios mio.
But I know the level of tension and despair that is in my sister's home at the moment. So I want to get on the phone with little Luca and little Sophia, see what they're up to, just to cheer them up.
How old is Luca now?
He's
not that
10.
Little.
He's 10.
Wow, double digits.
I think. And
good uncle. He knows the exact percentage of the return on the insurance investment, but I don't know the age of my nephew.
No one knows what's going on.
So I said, hey, man, what's going on? He goes, mommy just had us pack our go bags. And I said, all right. I was like, did you get a chance to pack your Xbox One that the Oscar got you just a few months ago? He goes, I tried to, but mommy said it wouldn't fit. I said, Luca, do you want to take your Xbox One whenever you go, if you have to go anywhere? And he said, I'd like to because we don't have anything else to play. And I said, all right, well, do me a favor, walk up to mommy and say, Tio Oscar wants you to pack the Xbox One.
Yeah, now, it's not water resistant.
No, but little Luca does it because he's listening to his uncle.
Boy, I bet your sister was grateful for that, as they're sitting there with a life and death decision as to what personal items to take. Make sure you take the heavy duty electronics to take up an entire small suitcase.
Good news. Uncle Oscar has introduced a new wrinkle to the play.
So right. I said,
you tell her right now as she's preparing to save your life that you want to do some serious gaming.
Almost Bob Barker.
Can I interrupt, please, and give this update? It's a Category 3 right now. Matthews Center is hugging Florida's East Coast right now. Things are not good still.
Hitting Orlando as we speak.
And heavy rainfall.
Let me text my sister.
Wind gusts are over 100 miles per hour. Oof. Have already been measured at Cape Canaveral. Heavy rainfall and storm surge will combine to trigger major flooding in coastal Georgia and South Carolina. So our prayers go out to everybody there. The magnitude of the flooding in coastal South Carolina could match last October. You remember how horrible it was there. Matthew will then meander off the southeast coast well into next week. It is blasting eastern Florida's Space Coast. It is poised to deliver
a
punishing...
Elon.
Combination of storm surge, flooding, rainfall, flooding, and destructive winds in northeast Florida. So while the central to southern part of the state dodged the bullet, it's looking like it's going to be pretty severe. The good news is that it is not a Cat 4 anymore, but that's about the only good news.
Also, isn't it moving a little faster than they suspected?
It may be, and you just hope it can maybe take a little bit more of a right turn when it gets around the Jacksonville area. I'm trying to see what the
Mike, I've texted my sister.
Is.
How is it going?
When
I get an answer, I'll let you guys know. The real time.
Yeah, because, they're in the... Daytona's basically, you drive due west and you hit Orlando.
I'm going to send her an emoji of a hurricane.
What does that even look like?
Oscar.
I'm going to find it right now.
It says here Orlando has 30 mile an hour wind gusts. 30 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 46 miles per hour. And I'm just looking at the current wind speeds, and I'm not sure how current we're talking here.
I do know this. 9:30
a.m. Eastern time, it looks like it really, the eye is right. Actually, if you drew a straight line, it would be just a little northeast of Orlando.
What do you guys think about this? Is it blowing in? And the emoji is the wind and rain. Like, that's what we do.
He is a very, you know, he's a very cruel brother.
You know why? Because he made $95 on the market. The world is his oyster. I was surprised about this. I heard this morning FEMA actually uses this as a gauge. Do you know that they say that they thought that this is a slightly more intense storm than they expected because all of the Waffle House is closed? They made a company-wide thing. And FEMA actually uses that as one of their indicators.
Absolutely.
All the Waffle Houses
are closed. It is the state of Florida, I should point that out.
And also Disneyland is closed, or Disney World is closed.
You really want to scare a certain segment of the population down here. Close the Waffle Houses.
Exactly. And,
they'll starve.
So, you know, they will starve.
Now we're hungry and scared.
Does this work? I've got is it, and I didn't even put in because I'm learning how to use emojis a little better.
Yeah, well, that's something good to do.
Yes.
Now, one of the things I want to talk about is that they said on certain news reports that because you had so many people that, you know, from Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, that whole area up the East Coast, that stayed in their homes.
Yes.
That now here's the thing. They were talking about the fear from some people is because they did that, and they did dodge the bullet and they didn't get a direct hit, that they think the next time this happens, people are going to have that false sense of security. And I guess that kind of makes sense. But it also makes sense that this hurricane, had it been a direct hit with a Category 4, that would have been the first time since, what, the 1970s, right?
Yeah.
That this had happened?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is terrifying. But it's also amazing how unpredictable they are, and that this thing just, you know, went slightly off the coast. And I feel so happy for all the people in that chunk of the state. I feel terrified now for the people like in Jacksonville in that area because they're looking like they're
severe weather always brings out the idiocy in people, whether it's the guys that are surfing right before a hurricane hits a beach town, or the people that are out driving in
crazy
blizzards. Yeah, or the meteorologists tying themselves.
Top sustained winds, by the way, now in near the Hurricane Eye, it is a Category 3 or 120 miles per hour.
Oscar, your emoji, was that wind, rain, and a corpse?
No, it was a wave.
Oh, a wave. Yes. Okay. Thank goodness. I thought you were sending the picture.
Not keep it too light. The fact is there are a lot of people that are
dealing
with this.
Mike, if you don't emoji, you cry.
I know. I want this thing to be over.
We're clapping for that?
You're clapping for him. You're clapping for his
rude
comment.
I'm a rude.
He's Clinton's got family. Black baby.
I'm not talking about Clinton's back baby.
I think your family is okay in Orlando.
I wouldn't be joking about this.
I think you're
going to
be okay here. It's a, you know, Rob, seriously, you know, when I'm looking at all these maps, it's Katy and Savannah, Georgia.
I know.
That I'm concerned about.
End of cake and cookies.
But you know what? If Dan's sleeping, I'm not going to worry about it. That's it.
Hey, I just saw him float by on an air mattress.
we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. We'll talk about Oscar's Money Pit.
Nice.
And lots more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, my lineup for the week. At quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Brian Hoyer of your Chicago Bears.
Do you really want to reveal all your secrets?
Well, does it matter?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think anybody's going to be duplicating my lineup to, you know, win the big bucks. I'm not sure, but I love playing FanDuel, and I thought every now and then I'd like to share my lineup and tell you how well I'm going to be. The running back, my first running back. Now, I always have trouble with some of these spellings. I really do because I'm not a religious viewer of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, is it Le'Veon Bell or is it Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon, Mike.
There Le'Veon. Is it really Le'Veon?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the former 100%? You just pronounced was the white. The right,
but the magic of FanDuel, you just have to click. You don't have to say it.
Le'Veon.
Well, my second running back has a nice, easy to pronounce name, Jordan Howard.
Nice.
Jordan Howard.
Hey, Jordan Howard.
Hey, Le'Veon. Come
on
over.
My running back, I'm sorry, my wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders from your Denver Broncos. Michael Crabtree from your Oakland Raiders. I hope he has a good week this week. I've gone to the well with him. This is going to be my last chance. This is going to be my last time where I go to Michael Crabtree. I'm hoping he delivers big for me because
I know this will be the motivation he needs.
Thank you. And then here's a guy that has helped me enormously, and I'm counting on it again, Antonio Brown, once again, of your Pittsburgh Steelers, hoping for a really, really big week for Antonio Brown.
You should have one.
I hope so.
That was big money, big dollars spent on him.
Another Bear. Now, by the way, if Brian Hoyer has a great week and hooks up with Zach Miller, the tight end, it's going to be a windfall for Mr.
Brian
Merritt.
Hoyer, though, I guess, Mike, you're picking some players that most people wouldn't pick.
Yes, I'm going
that's
with
your
the
strategy.
Little probability with the Bears playing, who are the Bears playing? Indianapolis? I think they're playing Indianapolis. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but Hoyer could surprise everybody because nobody's expecting anything from him.
That's the way I kind of do it. And then Adam Vinatieri is my kicker in the Oakland defense, which I'm a little shaky about that one. But that's it. We're talking about
FanDuel. He's going to have a great weekend. He's excited for his 60th birthday.
Every week we play against our fans in FanDuel.com/TMOS. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. And then we'll recap next week. And then on Wednesday, we'll talk to Nikki Diamond.
Thursday is his day. It's in his contract.
Oh, it is? Oh, I'm sorry. Though we had him on Wednesday once, didn't we?
We did once, but it didn't work for him. It's some sort of conflict in his schedule.
He's so needy. Nikki Diamond. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We often like to check in with Mr. Santana to see how he is doing with his domicile, otherwise known as the money pit, otherwise known as the smallest house in the world.
Yes.
Also known as the Georgetown Cracker Box.
Oh, yeah. The spite house of all spite houses, Mike.
How are things going? I've never even asked you. Have you settled in a bit?
As Nikki Diamond said, light them up. We finally got the whack-a-mole lights in the ceiling, the recessed lighting. Not exactly where we wanted them to go because of the joists. I had a nice listener write in and say, hey, man, I work for an electrical engineering place.
Right.
I'd love to help you. We could work around those joists. To you, sir, I will be reaching out to you in the future, but the whack-a-mole board has already been completed.
Do they look good? Even though they're not in the plate?
They look great. Hats off to my man, Hey, Tony! Who's running the project. And
are the lights in your living area or your bedroom?
Mike, I spared no expense. They are in both the living room and bedroom.
You got modern. So does this mean you've modernized the entire electrical system, or is this just a few lights that you put in?
Oh, no. Luckily, the electrical system was, as they would say in the business, there was a heavy up years ago in 2004.
Oh, they rewrapped all the wires in tar.
Heavy up, is that when they rewire it?
They don't rewire, but they bring in a panel that can handle additions and larger voltage. So that was already in the house.
I do have a question to build on what Mike said. Have you settled in? Yesterday, I drive by your home every day on the way home. I actually saw Shannon leave your house, and I didn't beep.
You creep.
No. I mean, it's not my fault.
Rob's sitting there with the car and idle going.
With a hoagie.
Here she is.
One hand. Lotion in the other.
Shannon.
This really roast beef is really fresh.
Not the direction I thought this story would go, but I saw her and
foot long or 6 inches stud?
Oh, always a foot long, but let's get back.
You're wearing navy blue yoga pants.
Yeah. But I saw her.
There goes the mayo.
Exit her home. And I didn't beep because there was other people around it. It is your neighborhood. But
you
I
drive right by his house?
Every day.
Every day.
And so he's on that side street where you come up from Canal?
Why don't we give my address out, for God's sakes, please?
Just when I when I get there and I'm taking one of my power walks. I'll
Mike, you can stay there if you'd like.
Oh, not enough space. Hey, did I get a... Did you get me... I got my digs, right, for when I come into town? Did we do that?
Oh, yeah, the hotel up the street, yes.
Yeah, we did that a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Mm-hmm. We had to cancel when you
canceled. Just had a moment of panic. That's two nights.
Yes, right? And then we re-upped.
Okay.
We're good to go.
Okay, good.
So I tried to wave to her, and I would think that we were close enough that she might have seen it.
Yes.
But she had what I would say a dissatisfied scowl on her face as she left the house.
Really?
What is
well,
her?
No, Shannon has a resting bitch face.
Probably just got done yelling at her. That's what
no,
happened.
She's got a resting bitch face.
RBH. Yeah. RBF.
Yeah. I'll see it come down from the, I'm like, hey, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, oh, there you go.
But she was walking with a purpose. She looked like she was not happy.
What time was this around?
This, after the show yesterday. So, what, noonish?
Oh, I had been home and I'd have given her some tasks. So, yes, that could be part of the situation. Yeah,
problem solved.
Yes, that makes sense. So, she was probably on the heavy up, up the street trying to make sure that
well,
she
next
had all
time this I will actually, put down the sandwich tape. And beep. Okay, so.
We actually have tape of Shannon leaving the house yesterday. Do you want to hear it?
I'd love it.
Let's do that right now. This is her coming out of the door and running down the steps. All right, here we go. Yeah, there it is.
It's like you were there.
That's just
he's such a monster, but he provides
the primetime players right now.
So,
primetime players right there. Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah,
yeah,
well, yes, please.
Shannon leaving the house yesterday. Here we go.
Yep. That's me. Well, I walked in, Mike. I said, less bathing for 2 hours in the bath and more touch-up paint, please.
She spends 2 hours in the bath?
Who knows?
To be fair, Mike, the bathtub's the biggest room in the house.
See, you were going in a different direction. You were going for some shtick. I was just thinking 2 hours in the bathtub. I was just picturing a little candle, maybe some scented oils, you know.
Yeah. Well, if he lights a candle in that place, it's up like a tinderbox.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
He sees
life a different way.
But he also drives by and sees all the beautiful houses and then my house with a wonky shutter.
Yeah.
When you drive by and you see the houses that surround Oscar's house.
Yes.
I've never seen the house. Mm-hmm. I've seen, I think, one photograph of it inside, maybe one outside, but mm-hmm. I don't remember. What's it like in comparison to the other houses?
It's like you're driving.
So it's like something where they keep their like lawn equipment?
It's like you're driving down a street from Dynasty. And then for one brief second, it's Scooby-Doo, because it looks like an abandoned haunted row house. It's
with a crooked roof and all
crooked
that
roof,
stuff.
Crooked roof, shutters hanging on perilously. Oscar.
You haven't fixed the shutters yet? Come
I really on. Hate to admit this,
yes.
But every day, you know, I'm sort of OCD about stuff. Every day I look and see if the shutter is still there. It's one of the things I do on my ride home.
Just hanging there.
I say, there's that shutter. All right.
So besides the recessed electrical lighting,
we got the new
what
windows
other improvements
in.
Have we?
The
you
new
got
windows,
new windows?
Yes. Three new windows. Not just a partial. That's my entire front of the house.
That's
three
so,
windows.
You know how ancient it is to think that your window replacement in totality is an odd number?
Did you get Did you get a break on the windows?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, DJs and windows.
I'm Chris Core.
Like to thank Thompson Creek Windows.
Did you do an ad for Thompson Creek?
No. Are you kidding me? Please.
Oscar's you didn't get core any values.
No.
You know, I tried when I was in the old house at where we used to do the show. I tried to swing a deal with the
No, I got nothing, Mike.
I tried back in the JFK days.
Yeah. Well, no, I called them. I actually went direct. I went around the ad agency and I called them and I said, hello, my name's Eric Bickle. Can you please come...
How dare you?
Grant Avenue in Manassas. I require 14 new windows.
Hi, I am noted sports junkie Eric Bickle.
Yeah, I will be doing ads, live endorsement spots on the Sports Junkie show, on the Junkie show.
I would like to get 14 money windows.
Yeah, it's very much the same way. They reacted to me very much the same way Donald Trump did when I got through to his office and spoke to him pretending to be Regis Philbin.
My three windows are down to the felt.
That's right. Would I be like the only one on this show that's ever spoken to a presidential candidate?
Oh.
Maybe, yeah. So far. Yeah. Well, no, I spoke to Hillary Clinton. I met her once.
You did?
Yeah, the night we went
You never said that,
man. Oh, yeah, this is a long time ago when we went to the Peking Gourmet and Bill and Hillary were there.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you
spoke
know, Bill
Hillary.
And Hill.
I didn't know you spoke to her. You spoke to her?
Yeah, it was an awkward, chilly conversation, but I shall always remember.
Try is it the true duck. That when he got his dumplings, he looked and he said, this is the craziest thing in the world.
No, this is...
That's what he's in trouble for right now, talking about Obamacare. This is the craziest thing in the world.
I remember what the ex-president... Bill Clinton said to me, I said, I was trying to get a picture of him and Julia. I had just gotten, it's so long ago, Julia was like three, so this is like 12 years ago.
Oh, good.
And
so wasn't in any obvious danger when you were taking
the picture. No, but she's real cute. Right. Fumbling with my camera and to pass time, I said, did you enjoy your meal, Mr. President? He said, I had the lamb chops. They were great.
That's right. I forgot. You and I both have had close proximity to William Jefferson Clinton.
One of my favorite pictures of Julia as a kid is
and my daughter had when she was a baby, when Catherine was a little bitty baby, had a picture taken. I don't know where that picture is, believe it or not. That picture is in a box.
Mike.
That picture is in a box somewhere.
Oh, you
in
know
Maine.
What it is? It is actual. It's an actual photograph, not digital file.
It's a photograph.
You had it in your office for years.
Yeah, and I'll never forget when the White House photographer snapped a picture and said, "You don't need that. We'll take a picture." And then I said to her, "I said I'll get where do I send my address?" She said, "We know."
Powerful. Because he had donated.
So, besides the recessed lighting in your home, what else have you
accomplished? So, windows, recessed lighting, and today, the shutters are going on.
Oh, it's something new to look forward to.
The shutters are here. The shutters are here.
That'll be a really big deal when you drive by the next time. That'll be. He's almost ready for the housewarming party.
Yes, we're going in shifts.
No. Issue with the floors. Issue with the floors.
Really? Oh, are they still paper thin?
Yeah. Yes,
okay, a recap,
Note to self, as far as home improvements are concerned, one last project at the O'Mara domicile down here in South Florida. The screens are virtually like shredded between squirrels and wind and everything.
We talked about it here on the air.
Yeah,
I have to rescreen my deck, and the guy for the estimate came in yesterday, and you know what
Another guy?
Yes, but you know what I've always said? Beware of the big truck. Beware of the expensive truck.
Oh, yeah.
This guy drives up to the house in a $1 million truck. It was the truck should have had just, I will overcharge you on the side. It should have been, I will overcharge. And he gave me an estimate that was more than the last guy that I got, the guy that gave me an estimate online. But I was done because I'd just been dealing with these guys and I had the fight the other day. So he had that. I actually negotiated him down to $50 more than the last estimate because he's coming from a huge distance, but he's got incredible reviews online.
Okay.
And so I used the technology and I did it with him. But he had the truck. I knew that I was going to pay more.
Yeah.
I knew because I saw the truck. And
we're not
I
the
out.
Cheapest, but we'll do it right.
Yeah.
If I hear that again, I'm going to throw myself in traffic.
By the way, it's a Ford. It's a Ford truck. It's one of the big heavy-duty ones with
F-150,
the big tires.
F-150, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. No, this was like a 250. This was a big, powerful truck.
250.
Yeah, they do. It's a heavy duty. This is it's a bigger engine.
Right.
And you know what his truck cost him? He told me.
What?
Guess.
$75,000.
Close. $80,000.
Yeah.
Whoa.
$80,000 for a truck. What's wrong with America? We want to know why this country's going to hell in a handbasket. That's the reason.
Make our trucks great again.
F-450, Mike. F-450.
F-450. Yeah. Huge, big, nasty.
Yeah. Starting at $53,000, if that's the base, you could easily get to $80,000.
Wow.
But after my altercation with the other guy, unfortunately, I succumbed to one of the things that I occasionally will succumb to with a contractor coming to the house. I liked him.
Oh, that's that'll get you every time.
I was doomed. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a delicate subject that I would like to address with you gentlemen.
All right.
Get that commercial up. If you can, find that commercial for Flonase.
Flonase!
Right. Flonase. It's, I just want to talk about it a little bit.
All right.
And I want to do so correctly. We'll be right back. Well, I'll take whatever
I want. Things you need to know from Joe Robinson.
Right, and he goes, now listen, if you don't show up, I'm going to whip you. He tells his clients he's going to whip them. I said, Dad, you can't do that.
Learn more from Rob and Joe every week on the More Broadcasting Network. You can download it from the TMOS app, subscribe on iTunes, and remember, you can listen live to the Rob and Joe Show every Monday night at 7:30. Check it out.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Hey, Marcus, sort of churning them out, huh?
Good boy.
Thank you, Marcus. We appreciate that.
Hasn't done a new Americast in months, but the promos keep coming.
Mm. Has he not done an Americast in a while?
Have you ever taken a hiatus?
Ah, very good. Hey, Marcus, come on, get to it. Vistaprint is our sponsor for this segment of the program. Vistaprint, the best. This deal remains unbeatable right now. 500 business cards. You heard me. 500 of them for $9.99.
This is still the greatest deal online. Rob's got one from a listener that sent them in. You can send your cards to us, and we might put them on the show. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Rob's got one right now.
I wonder if this guy does screen work. He is a handy man. Scott Monfils, he does absolute home services, all of your home needs, and he does all this stuff. Cabinets, carpentry, tile, I should say carpentry.
Carpentry,
I should say.
He does cabinets, he does carpentry.
He speaks better than I do. Tile, flooring, drywall, everything. But here's what's cool. His card looks like it's made of wood because it's all custom done. Scott Monfils, his number 920-716-5100.
Thank you for sending those in, and we love the deal. It's 500 business cards, $9.99. They're customizable. They, you can do the front and back. You can upgrade the card stock. You can do anything you want. They'll do it for you at Vistaprint. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Just remember to use our code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS. At checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Don't know if you guys got a chance to see the commercial. I'm looking for it right now as we speak. It's a commercial for Flonase. And
is that a breathing medicine?
Are we in a... I think Flonase is a nasal decongestant type of thing. It's a mother and daughter. And when I looked at it, I said, the mother looks like perhaps the mother was not always a mother. She maybe was a father at one point. That's the way.
Okay.
Now, in this age of political correctness, I think we have to be extremely careful about the way we talk about transgender issues.
It's out of respect, Mike.
It's out of respect, but I have to say that I was just curious, and it just got me thinking back in the day. Is it politically incorrect now to say I have great gaydar, where I know someone's gay, or have we evolved past that where you just doesn't matter anymore?
I don't think anybody goes around saying they've got a great gaydar because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter.
It's not something that I'm gifted, I know the gays. Everybody knows the gays.
It doesn't happen anymore is what you're saying. But would I be accurate in saying that if you see, as we did last night, two men walk into the bar and sit down together, and they looked like they were a couple, and one of us in our party commented on that. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that.
I disagree.
You do.
I disagree. The idea that you even need to highlight it in this day and age is
antiquated.
Is antiquated. It's like dealing with your grandparents.
It depends on the comment, though.
Hold on just a second. Wait, let me just move out of the way.
All right.
It's because it's coming down the street now.
Yes.
You see it? Do you see it?
I don't.
Yeah. You don't see it? The bus?
Oh, no.
You don't see the bus that Oscar just threw me under?
I'm being a friend. I am absolutely being a friend. And you have an honest question.
So am I like, I'm out of touch then? I consider
not necessarily.
Myself out of touch.
Because
you're a white, a 57-year-old white man living in Florida.
I'm an old fart.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Throw me under the bus and then kick me while I'm under there.
I'm telling you the facts here.
If the comment is.
So when I watched that Flonase commercial and I said, that looks like it could have been a man, that means. Means that I'm old and out of touch. Is that what
no,
it is?
No, there's a big difference, Mike.
There's
a big difference.
What's the difference?
If you see a gay couple walking in and you have to highlight that because you don't think anyone else realizes what you realize
if you're two women sitting in a bar and a couple of gay men come in and you're interested in being in that environment and chatting up someone because perhaps you are looking for a date, I think it's not out of the question to process that situation.
Are you looking for a date?
No, but I mean it's just my point is that we still process that. You still process the fact that it's a same-sex couple and that you would not, what I mean?
What if your comment was something as generic as good-looking couple and it didn't highlight the fact that they were gay or you didn't even bring it up? It's just a pair of guys there.
Look at a couple?
The conversation goes like this? You're in a restaurant.
Applebee's.
And you're at a restaurant, a nice upscale restaurant
Applebee's.
Like Applebee's or Ruby Tuesday's.
Uno's. Yeah. Uno's.
Or Pizzeria Uno is nice.
Night menu.
Example, you're at a at an Olive Garden, which was lovely. And you're standing there and you have a friend. You have a single friend.
Yes.
Right.
who's with, and you have been constantly on the lookout for guys at work, guys you socialize with, to hook that up. And that woman says to you, now that is a nice looking man. And you look at her and you say, I think he's gay. Is that politically incorrect?
No, that's totally fine.
Well, that's kind of where we were.
Yeah,
that's where we were last night.
But you
got to
give that context, though.
Because that is 100% different than, oh my God, gay people.
Yeah. No.
Pitcher catcher to the right. I wonder who's on top. Waka, waka, waka.
I processed it this way. I said, when I looked at these two men that came walking in, I said, okay, those men look like they're together.
Yes.
So that will not be somebody who I would tap on the shoulder and say, hey, would you like to date a family member?
If you're on the hunt for a family member of yours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, Linda. If you're on the hunt.
Now stop that. Cut that out.
If you're trying to hook her up and then she happens to eyeball a guy.
She did not.
Oh.
They were in back of her.
Oh, okay.
And I think I said something to my wife like this has a really nice clientele. This
isn't
joint.
Isn't this restaurant wonderful?
We went to a really nice place last night. Where they had, half price drinks and wine for happy hour.
Oh.
And they had half price apps. And we ate dinner with the apps. That's what we had.
Nice.
Flatbread pizzas. That's the minutia that I don't normally care to bring to the show. But since you brought it up.
How
I
were
thought
the
I
pizzas?
Did, oh, out of this
You almost
world.
Said a bad word.
Were they artisanal pizzas?
They were the flatbread little, and it was this. They were amazing, actually. It was
thin
that.
Crust
well,
or thick
they,
crust?
I met,
well, if it's
it was
flatbread, how many did you have?
I had one. I had a single serving. That's
but
what I had.
What toppings?
I think they in-house sausage and then this like fontina little cheese with mushrooms that they had on them, and they were
fantastic.
They were
what's a fontina?
It's a small mushroom.
Oh
no!
No, the fontina was the cheese, wasn't it?
Let me check. I don't know what fontina is.
How did we get on this?
Shame.
How did we get?
How do you guys not know what fontina is?
I think it's fun. I think it's a type. It was a type of cheese. It was a delicious cheese. It was very, very good.
Oh, wait a second. So let's regret this, but here's Adrian.
Mike is correct. It is a Italian's cow's milk cheese.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Adrian. That was actually helpful. God bless you. And
a few extra
nice
S's
weekend.
Sprinkled around in there, but other than that, it's fine.
Hey, so that my point gets back to, I was thinking about how we, and Oscar kind of answered the question, that it's no longer politically correct to say, hey, look, those guys are gay or that person. But getting back to what this started this whole thing, this Flonase commercial where I looked at, and I'm, by the way, we have friends of the Mike O'Mara show from all preferences.
We've been celebrating the transgender community or LGBT transgender community for some time now.
Because we have been informed by people that listen to this show and we are schooled by people who listen to this show. So when I look at that commercial, I bring this subject to you because I say that's interesting that woman who is playing the mother of this bride in a Flonase commercial looks like perhaps she has very chiseled kind of features.
She's got some strong features.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the person I'm talking about? Yes.
You're two for two with the Atlantic at the beginning of the show, and this is very helpful to me. Thank you very much.
I watched the commercial, and you are absolutely right. But I think the commercial
noticeable.
I think the commercial was filmed and it was produced for just that reason, to show inclusion within the Flonase brand.
But let me ask this, having not seen the commercial, is it highlighted?
Now, this is dangerous to me.
No, I'm just curious.
The mom looks like Robin Thicke.
Could your brother show you the commercial? Could your brother show you the commercial?
I would love to see.
Because I really...
I bunny trailed on to cleavage videos. Hold on a second.
Before we let Rob loose on this particular subject...
Now, you know what? That's not fair.
It's
important. Not fair.
You scare me when we go down these little roads.
Try to take the hate away from your heart for 2 seconds and watch this wonderful piece.
All right, very good.
As you describe what's going on.
This wonderful piece. And you're just showing me a video.
Okay.
I can see that.
I see.
Okay, it's very quick.
A daughter's pulling
out
the mother's wedding dress.
Yeah,
and now at the very end, you'll see it's kind of... And I just welcome...
And really, the Flonase comes in because the dress has been dusty.
Yeah, and it looks like it's an outside wedding.
Yes. an outdoor wedding with lots of allergies.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yes. You know, don't get happy, Mike, but Jesus, we have been on a little bit of a roll this week. Okay. We really have. I feel like I'm working with two people who get it. I truly do. So you saw the commercial. What do you think, Rob?
My thing is that my question I was going to ask you.
Yes.
This notion of inclusion, is it being spotlighted? And after seeing the spot without audio.
It is not in the commercial.
I say absolutely not. Right. I think it's a gesture towards inclusion, as Oscar says.
Yes.
And done in such a subtle way.
A tasteful way.
That it doesn't hit you over the head.
Spotlighting the fact where you say, hey, this person could be. But I looked at the commercial, and every time I see it, I look at that, and
you're
that's
not
why
one,
I got
Mike.
The whole thing.
YouTube is a hateful place.
It is.
And it gives a voice to many a bigot. No. And underneath the video, there are hateful people.
See, that's not
commenting about the video.
That's not
talking
cool at all,
about the actress.
No, and I mean this sincerely. Yeah, the long and short of it is I just bring that up for the purpose of discussion and not to be... Well, that to me totally sucks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, here we are. There are things that we discuss that we have to... And by the way, the discussion we've had today, I don't feel like I'm going out of my way to have this discussion and tiptoe through.
No.
I think it's very respectful.
It's an honest conversation.
And I'm completely comfortable doing that, okay? But it's funny to me that we do have to have a bit of decorum when we're talking about certain subjects. And then you look at the rest of the world, the great anonymous piggy internet, and you see all this filth and this crap that's out there. It's a tale of two worlds that
and
we live in, is it not?
You've got the egregious, over-the-top, just monsters, and then you have really people hiding behind religion commenting on this.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm like, you know what?
So
make
this
more
is,
commercials
I
like
think
this.
YouTube has
make
some of the
more
worst.
More commercials like this. If people are getting upset about this, then don't use Flonase.
YouTube commentary is probably the most hateful haven. Because it is so purely anonymous.
Yeah, they can go F themselves.
They really can.
That is, you know what? That's a wrinkle that I did not anticipate in this. I didn't know about.
Always.
I was asking just to ask because I was just, like Larry King, I'm curious.
Yeah,
I am curious. And by the way, I think it's important for me to point out that most of us in the world of broadcasting, in the world in general, the entire issue of transgender people... it's still something where a lot of people are getting educated, getting schooled on it, and I think there's a long way to go on that particular subject.
How long ago was the...
If you look at the bigotry that exists on the internet, you think we have a long way to go in all areas.
And think about
human,
it, if this,
human
is,
condition.
If this is such a struggle and effort for adults that are going through this process to really be accepted and to have a conversation and not feel ostracized about, imagine the kids. I hear more and more kids... going through this and really identifying at a younger age and the struggle that they're going through, because kids can be even crueler than some adults.
And really 20 years ago on the radio, we would not have, we would have been laughed at if we had a discussion
would have
with
called
this
in and they would have been monsters.
We would have been joining them in a yuck it up festival without any education about the
Has
subject.
Has it been
and,
2 years since the, Jenner Diane Sawyer interview that's
probably
special.
Yeah,
about 2 years,
two seasons,
and I would
say we were less sensitive about that going into that.
However, that was a tremendous watershed moment.
It was
an amazing piece of television that brought a topic that many people have never even considered and brought it to the forefront. And really brought
to light.
And
Caitlyn Jenner will always be known and congratulated for that.
Yes.
But at the same time, when I see that Caitlyn is coming out and voting for Orange Hair, it kind of is interesting to me.
We can keep the issues separate, I think.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Thank
Just
you.
Like religion and politics.
That's right. Yeah. That's what our forefathers wanted. 1776.
I cannot wait till this election is over.
You and me both, pal. You and me between hurricanes and election coverage.
And black Clinton babies.
I would be not doing my job if I did not look into the camera and say, congratulations to the Cleveland Indians. they beat my Red Sox last night.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, Mike. They're falling apart.
But you know what? I see old Terry Francona in the dugout for the Cleveland Indians, and that 2004 vibe comes back
to me.
Doesn't
he look hungover?
He looks a little puffy. He looks a little puffy.
He does.
He truly does.
Great power.
The thing is, but I look at that guy. You know what? Really, for those of us that were there for that remember that, it's real hard to shake 2004, man. You go back and, I love her, man.
You're a phony.
You're just like you. Can I request that clip again?
You want it again?
Absolutely.
I love that clip.
You got it.
No, I want to say, that between that and the hurricane and the election, I'm just one big ball of nervous energy all the way through November. So
haven't noticed.
Yeah, you'll see a very, very nervous, uptight, still fat man on November 5th. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know
that I know. This is Alex Jones. My fellow Americans, we are under assault. The globalists of the New World Order are using weaponized television to ruin our minds and fluoridated water to destroy our digestive health. This is the work of satanic aliens, not of this earth. They want us dumbed down, drugged up, confused, and flatulent. The most important thing you can do to defend America is subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiegelak are true Americans. As for Oscar, well, we're checking his papers, but Mike and Rob are overweight, white male, heterosexual patriots, just like you and me and my father, the Texas dentist. We, along with Ponyboy, are brothers in arms against the godless, limp-wristed panty waist who want to turn this country into a fetid swamp of atheism and constipation. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's so funny, I get chills. Just thinking.
Big win.
Sincere thanks to listener Brad Lemley, who sent
Brad
that in.
Lemley,
Brad,
that's what
keep them coming.
Over the left field wall and onto the street. My God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by,
the aforementioned Mad Hatter Meet and Greet. We're all going to be up there November 5th and got some very special stuff to tell you about next week leading up to our live show in November. Listen, the show at the DC Improv has been sold out for months, but I will tell you, right after that show, we are going across the street for an old-fashioned meet and greet at the Mad Hatter. Mike will be there, Oscar, Rob, all your TMOS buddies, food, drink, and great times. We're looking forward to meeting you. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop.
Am I right, ladies?
See you at the Mad Hatter, a staple in Washington, D.C. for over 30 years, 1319 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. If you want to know anything about the Mad Hatter, it's 202-833-1495. We'll see you at the Mad Hatter. And now, without further ado, it's Friday, and we all know what that means. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Oscar Ratze.
Aye, fellas.
Really good one.
Do you think Kim Kardashian's jewels were real?
Ooh. Oh, this has never come up.
Wrinkle.
Oh, another one.
That's the third time we've used the word wrinkle on today's show.
But it's a new wrinkle. It's another new wrinkle. Oh, my God.
Get some Botox on deck. Kim Kardashian is no faker, she says. We found out that her stolen ring is at the center of the Paris robbery really was as advertised, insanely expensive. Apparently, the ring was submitted to her insurance as a value of $4 million.
But that wasn't the only thing stolen, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Though she had alleged that the entire loot taken from her in Paris was worth $11 million. The insurance docs obtained by TMZ say that the total value actually was $5.6 million of the 13 items taken, significantly less than $10 to $11 million.
From day one, they have been fast and loose with the value.
Yes.
I heard anywhere from 7 to 11 on the day up.
This is just... I vowed I would never have Kardashian stuff all the time. But this is just too fascinating.
Right.
And I tell you, if it is one big hoax that they're doing to get back in the spotlight, what an incredible story. What an incredible story.
And what incredible balls.
And can you buy $5.6 million worth of publicity that'll bring you this worldwide fame?
And you wonder, even when I had the story yesterday about Kanye wanting her not to do the reality show anymore. And then that creates, no, Kim, please do the reality show. I don't know.
Mike, she's got a big birthday party coming up in Vegas. If she does not cancel that party, do you think that tickets to that party are going to be triple in price?
You know what? Where do you have any ability to see the end game anywhere with any of this? Where is this?
What does a Super Bowl ad cost?
Wasn't it 1.2 million for 30 seconds?
Okay,
last
so
year?
Think about that, right? 1.2 million for 30 seconds. And in today's Super Bowl, the most expensive ad out there, even if let's say it's $500,000.
Right.
If a company spends $6 million during the Super Bowl, they may get a little run, but they still are fighting through all that noise from the other ads.
Yeah.
If they just said, we're going to take a wash on 5.6, but we're going to get some of that back in insurance, they still are brilliant because every paper and every outlet in the country are talking about them.
Is there any possibility?
This is all legend,
any of this? Thank you, Oscar. It's all conspiracy theory. If any of this was true, is there any chance that they could ever get busted for it? That you know, wouldn't it have happened by now?
No.
But if they get busted for it,
it's even more. They still win.
They still win.
It's like the Illuminati.
Yeah. They don't. I mean, but if this insurance fraud is serious, jailable stuff. You know, especially with those dollars involved.
I'm sure that they will be able to work something out.
Harry Winston.
Also, No cameras. You know,
no security.
A little hinky on the insurance.
Mike, I've got cameras at my shanty house.
Yes, it's weird, isn't it? It's totally weird.
Go to www.shuttercam.com.
Stay tuned.
Not safe
for work. Kardashian News. We'll have it for you. I'm still fascinated by this story, and we'll still be putting it on the show. Why not?
Guys, reports are coming in from E! News that Gwyneth Paltrow was helping ex-Brad Pitt through his divorce with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, there's another. Yeah. First, we had Johnny Depp with Angelina. Yes. Now you got Gwyneth Paltrow.
What's easier to go back to? Old trim or find new trim?
All I know is a lot of wing nuts in this scenario. You know, you got your Johnny Depp, you got your Angelina Jolie, and now Gwyneth, you know, mother of Peapod or whatever.
Hey, that's Apple.
Right. Okay. This is my daughter, Peapod.
Peapod, I don't know. Anyway, something
She'll
like
bring
that.
You
asparagus
your groceries.
Or something. I
bought her a giant.
I think Gwyneth has a, when I watched, what's the movie with Matt Damon? The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think Gwyneth has that kind of... you know, blue blood, aristocratic way about her that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, but I think she also might be nuts.
I think so, too. Maybe that's why he's attracted to her. He likes women like that.
Chase away Chris Martin from Coldplay, who's supposedly the most mellow guy around, there's an issue.
No, not as mellow as Dan Von Herman.
Yeah.
Can you text her?
Still sleeping through the category three.
I'll ask if Dan is up yet.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'd love to... get the retrospective out after the dust is settled. If Katie wants to come on next week,
sure.
We haven't had her on the show in a million years. Love to get her on.
Sure. Guys, from A-lister to another A-lister, Ben Affleck told Jimmy Fallon that, and we mentioned this earlier in the week, that Ben Affleck as a child actor was involved in the PBS series called Voyage of the Mimi.
We had audio this week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. An educational show for kids. He actually attributes his success for his child acting not making him an international star. He says, I quote, the only kids that saw me on that show were in school, and my mom made sure I came home right after it filmed. They only filmed 13 episodes.
Wow.
And it was funny because throughout that program, he always feels like when people bring Voyage of the Mimi up as a joke, he has to continue selling it. He goes, no, it's real science and real math.
Yeah,
I still think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that gangster movie that he's doing. I don't think it's going to be
The Accountant.
Yet. I don't think it's
Mike, I think you're going to love it, man. I really do. I'm going to go this weekend, check it out. It hits theaters today.
Yeah, and I think there are a couple of good ones that are coming this weekend.
Coming out. So, again, as a child actor, they asked him if he would let his kids get into the business. He said that he would not necessarily endorse it, but if it's something that they're interested in, he would absolutely help them along. As far as child actors are concerned, he's right. Most child actors don't make it out if you look statistically, according to this article.
True.
That once they become famous at a young age, it's extremely hard to deal with the severe fall from grace when you lose that fame.
I'm so bummed. Speaking of movies, I'm so bummed the girl on the train's getting crappy reviews.
Oh.
I was really looking forward to that.
Mike, this just in. Dan Herman is up.
He's awake?
He is awake. Both dogs are in the bed, but Dan is up.
Right, very good. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'll leave you with this, fellas, if you don't mind.
Perfect.
Congratulations to Ashton Kutcher officially confirming he's having a boy. Admits he hoped it was a baby girl, but he's happy that they're going to have a nice, healthy boy.
Good genes.
Yes.
Good genes for that kid. Thank you very much, Oscar. That's Oscar Rotzi. We will take a short break. When we come back, it's our final Audio Vault of the Week right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
No matter what you are.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's show, we're live at the DC Improv. Hello there.
Hey there.
Hello.
Aren't you beautiful?
Thank you.
What is your name?
Yaya.
Yaya.
Yes.
What does your shirt say? I can only see the two T's. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine.
That is not deserved. Yaya is your name. Yes, what Yaya. What does it say?
It says Little Black Tea.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. It is. Yaya. So you do listen to the show?
No, but I watch you. Oh!
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great moment.
That I watch you on the TV.
I love you on the news.
Oh, God. That was I just like Stein's laugh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, weight loss. It's an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. I have to ask Rob Spiewak, with your illness and everything you've been fighting through, how are you doing with your program?
The amazing thing is there is something for everything. I'm doing Tai Chang, which is great for
something
beginners.
Something for everything or something for everybody?
Well, it's so open, it's for everything, Mike.
Thank you.
But everybody good. As well. Tai Chang is low impact. And do you know what? You guys actually called me on it this week. I'm down 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Yay! There you go.
I love it. Direction. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. Beachbody On Demand makes all your fitness goals achievable. Proven programs from world-class trainers and all accessible on any web-enabled device. Programs like P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, so much more. Nutrition, you want that? Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate, a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. And get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, listen carefully to me. I want you to text to 303030. That's TMOS. That's what you text to 303030. Beachbody On Demand. And be like Rob Spiewak. Congratulations,
thank
Rob.
You, man.
I'm
it's
happy
great stuff.
For you. That is good news. And check it out today. We are a huge fan of Beachbody On Demand. And we think you will be, too. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. The last one of the week for Friday, October 7, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Need to take 5 seconds real quick up front. Do you remember yesterday we got 2 mystery T-shirts that had the word Cary on them? Because
yes.
They were from Cary, North Carolina.
Yeah. I came out of Cary or
yes,
something like
straight
that.
Straight out of right? Cary.
Well, straight out of Cary.
He got narked, and I want to thank Daniel Tichy of Cary, North Carolina. I won't reveal my source, but Daniel, we know you sent the T-shirts, and we thank you. We appreciate
thank you very,
it very
much. Pally.
Now, you can say what you want about the Rolling Stones, but for the last 50 years, they've known how to make money. Uh-huh. And for the last 10 years, they have not put out an album. They haven't put out a studio album in over 10 years. There's okay. One coming out for Christmas. It's called Blue and Lonesome. And it sounded like a great idea from the front. They're covering all the old blues songs that they were influenced by in the 60s when they got started.
Which to me is much better than doing like standards or something like
that. I agree.
That,
you know? I agree.
And by the way, Keith is totally, you know, all about the blues. That's what he loves.
But they revealed in the New York Daily News, I believe, they recorded the album in 3 days. And they're saying that they really just set up microphones in a studio. So I'm thinking, is it a jump for money? But the one little clip they released, it sounds pretty good. I'm just your fool.
Can't help myself.
Right?
Sign me up. Sign me up.
I'm all in.
Oh, absolutely. It's that's what they are.
Exactly.
That's what they are at their core. I am so I could see myself driving down the highway cranking that up.
So I'm pleased. Oh, awesome. I can see where that people would think that it's a grab into the money bag. But to me, this sounds like them 35 years ago.
Well, it also sounds like they're having a good time making music. And when you said 3 days, I'm like, okay,
here we go.
But also, when you're that age
and they're that good,
you're still upright, maybe you don't want to spend a month in the studio.
Keep
you know?
On trucking.
And I'm also sure that Charlie Watts doesn't like to commit for more than 4 days for anything. He doesn't even buy green bananas.
I want to go home. I want to drink me oatmeal.
So Shep Smith remains sort of an outlier at Fox News because he is so opinionated.
Has for years.
He yesterday got really real talking about the people that are rolling the dice for Hurricane Matthew.
Despite the warnings, lots of people here in the United States have said they're not going anywhere. We will not cover your funerals and we will not feel sorry for you. They're stocking up supplies, boarding up their homes and hoping. which is moronic. Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
And he goes,
you know,
further.
What? I'm fine with that. I'm fine. That's not hyping to me. That's somebody who's really, when you look at what the potential is for devastation, two things come to mind. How incredibly lucky a good chunk of the state of Florida has been with this, and how things ain't over yet. And
still safe
say your,
than sorry.
Say your prayers for Jacksonville and people in that area, and you know, also the Georgia, South Carolina.
Where
coastline.
Do you move? Okay, so hypothetically, Mike, when there is an evacuation of this magnitude, where do you go? If you don't go inland,
if you're in Jacksonville,
you go north?
You head west. If you're in Jacksonville, you head west. You
like
head
Panama
west.
City?
You know, I'm not sure there would be Panama City. I'm not sure where, you know, if
but
you
just
go,
the further west you go, the safer you're going to be.
If you go north, you're going to go into, you know, the Georgia Barrier Islands, and you're going to hit Savannah, and
you'll
you're
just
gonna,
be
the 95
chasing it.
Super you kind of go in the other direction. You go, you know, you go, northwest, I would assume that to get out of a, and they were talking about, I want to say it's Route 10 outside of Jacksonville that was open before we came in to tape this broadcast. But it's I don't know what the very latest is either. I don't know what's happening right now. We've been on the air for
if you are traveling north, you actually do face the danger of a road being closed while you're on it.
Oh, the 95 is not that's not the game plan right now. Oof. Those you know, I've driven that super slab many, many times, and you drive through lowlands. You are driving over, you know, road that's
we
built on
it.
Top of swamp.
Yeah, we saw it.
It's very scary.
Voting, the election is getting very close, and a lot of celebrities are coming out and saying vote. I love the idea of celebrities doing voting PSAs because, you know, if it's nonpartisan, it's a privilege to vote. I have not really into the whole Hamilton thing. A lot of people love the show, but I do like this. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who played Hamilton originally and wrote the show, actually scored a voting PSA to his own original music.
There's nothing Americans love more than posting online who you should vote for. You tweet and you snap and you gawk, but if you don't show up and vote, it's all just talk. Take a little time on November 8th to do your civic duty and renew your faith in the nation you want. Let them know the truth. The room where it happens is the voting booth. So
vote, vote, America. Vote, vote, the time is
that's
now.
Nice.
Vote, vote,
this guy is a genius.
He's so great.
Yeah.
And he's on the $10 bill.
That's
he does look like him.
Boy, I wish he was still in that show.
I know.
Hey, Mike, briefly, I did have a really in-depth conversation yesterday with a colleague of mine, and I said, hey, man.
Cohort.
I said, you're definitely going to vote. And he looked at me and goes, you're definitely going to vote. I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I got burned with that marijuana vote. I don't know if I'm going, right? And he said, you know what? I tell everybody I'm going to go vote, but if that line's too long, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way. It's terrifying.
But you know what?
It's terrifying.
Finally, I respect with an honest answer.
I love the long line. What is it about me? That's one.
You've got time.
Well, so? I have time to benefit my country?
No.
Don't you get excited to see that many people taking the time to vote?
Not whether in wheelchairs or walkers.
Yeah, do you like the
DMV? You're talking about Mike.
I think it's Samantha Bee that was doing something where she was talking about, that latest poll is in the margin of terror.
Let us close, Mike. You didn't have a Florida story for us today because we didn't have news you cannot need do not need. So let us close with a man in Florida.
Yes, we're going to change the name of it, Rob. It's going to be news you cannot possibly need. That's going to be
change the graphics.
Right.
His name is Dan Lorek. This is my favorite Florida story of the week. He got in an argument with his neighbor. His neighbor attacked him with a weed eater.
Very painful. Like I said, tell everybody, a lot of Neosporin in the leaf. Now every time I hear a weed eater, I sort of get a cringe. Basically told me not a nice person in layman's terms for doing what he did to me, and he swore at me and came at my truck with a weed eater. Got the whole side beat up and the window all scratched up right where my face, where back of my face, where one was. When I turned to get in the truck, he got me in the back, so I had to go turn around and he got me in the legs over and over and over and over. Fear for my life. I mean, got this maniac coming at me with a professional weed eater. Now what do you do? Yeah, so he doesn't need to be on the street if he's got a temper like that.
My favorite part is that it's a professional weed eater.
Yeah.
That's really, so a lot of Neosporin.
Florida, come for the sunshine, stay for the nicely manicured walkways.
Thank you. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend.
My quick programming note, the bonus show is being recorded today, Friday. So right after this program. So if you're staying tuned on Ustream and you're used to watching on Thursday, it'll be recorded today.
Very good. We look forward to that. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to mail us anything, it's 32101. That's our P.O. Box. 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. Big news for you next week. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, Oscar.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.